In this week's parsha, Parsha Shoftim, we are given three mitzvahs that the Jews are told they're going to have to do when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Give yourselves a king, make yourselves a king. Once there's a king, kill out a Amalek and build the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of having a king, of being a king, of wanting a king, is foreign to the Jewish nation. We are a nation of Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Goimlei Chasadim. We are merciful. We are not a good way to translate Baishanim. I'll say bashful, but it doesn't mean that. It means that we don't assert ourselves in too strong of a way. And Goimlei Chasadim, we just look to do good for each other and to each other. And therefore, it's strange to have a person who raises himself above the crowd, gives directions and instructions and tells people to do and is pretty much above the law. In fact, the Maharal says, interestingly, that the reason we needed to have the mothers of Malchus, Rus and Naama, come from Moab and Ammon is that they bring with them some of the chutzpah that Ammon and Moab have because of where they came from, namely the daughters of Lot. So their upbringing is one that has some of the chutzpah in it, which gives them their ability to do something that is so difficult with the midos of that Klal Yisrael have. Obviously, it's what Hashem wants, and it's the way He built His melucha, the melucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His world comes down through the melech that we're supposed to bring there, but it's something that doesn't come to us naturally, and therefore, according to the Maharal, we needed to have a source, an external source for a little bit of that so that the king should actually be able to do what he's supposed to be doing. In order to protect the king, morally, he gets three special mitzvahs. He can't have too many horses, he can't have too many wives, and he can't have too much money. And the Torah gives us a reason for each one. Not too many horses, so that he won't be tempted to go to Mitzrayim, to go back to Mitzrayim, because that's where they breed the horses. Interestingly, until today, we know that the Egyptian steeds are very valuable. Not too many wives, or they may lead him astray, as happened to Shlomo HaMelech, and not too much money, so that he shouldn't get haughty. A nice, cute hint to this is that if he keeps all three, Kaf, Kesef, Samach, Sus, Aleph, for Isha, if he keeps all three of these mitzvahs, if he doesn't have too much money, too many horses, or too many wives, he will be zeicha to sit on that kisei, on that throne. Again, kaf for kesef, samach for sus, and aleph for isha, for woman, for wives. And then there is one more mitzvah that gives the king the protection that he will need to keep his equilibrium as a understanding what his role is as a king. And the pasuk says that he has to write Mishnah Torah, two Sifrei Torah, v'haisa imai, and these two Sifrei Torah should be with him, v'kara by kol yimei chayav, and he has to read from them all the days of his life. Not just that he should have them, but he has to learn them. L'man yilmad liyiras Hashem aleikav, so that he should learn to fear Hashem his God. L'shmars kol divrei Torah zayis v'esachukim ha'eila la'asoysam. It's not just an academic pursuit for him. He has to read them, he has to learn them, so that he should know the mitzvahs and that he should do them. Levilti rum levavoy me'echav, so that his heart should not be raised from his brothers, so that he shouldn't be haughty. Vilabilti sor min ha'mitzvah yamenu smal, and that he shouldn't turn from doing the mitzvahs, not to the right, not to the left. He should go on that straight path and do what he's supposed to do. Lema'an ya'arich yamim amamlachtai, Hu uvanav b'kerev Yisrael, so that he should have a long reign on his throne, him and his children and his family. Because as we all know, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And if no one is allowed to tell him what to do, and if he is above the law, then how's he going to remember that his role is to be a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, that he is indeed not better than the people around him, not greater than the people around him. He was chosen for a specific job, and that job requires that he puts on the trappings of being a king. But the great fear is that he might forget that it's trappings. He might forget that he is Ki'ilu pretending to be the king so that he should represent Hashem as the king, because Hashem is the real king, he needs a lot of protection so that he'll always remember that he's actually an emissary of Hashem. And he needs two, because when he goes to war, he has a Torah. And when he's sitting in judgment, he has a Torah. And when he's eating, he has a Torah. And he has the Torah. It's not enough to have the Torah. Like we said, he has to learn the Torah. He has to fear Hashem. And he learns the mitzvahs so that he should do them. The Sifrei Chassidim adds another point. Rashi says that there are two Sifrei Torahs. One stays in his treasure house, and the other goes in and out with him at all times. It was a very small Sifrei Torah. They explain that a king needs to have two Sifrei Torah, two different modes of behavior. There is the one when he goes in and out, and that is it's not talking about the Sifrei Torah, it's talking about his behavior, his mode of behavior, his personality. When he goes in and out, he has confidence, he has strength, he has melucha, he tells people what to do, and he is never mevater on his kavod. And the other one is in his house, when he is alone, when he is with himself. And that is a Sefer Torah of hachna'a, of humility, and of understanding who he really is, a servant of Hashem. Unfortunately, we don't have a king today. We don't have the aspiration of having a king today. We are very far removed from that. But this lesson is a very powerful lesson for us. The higher a person is, the more protection he needs from himself, from believing that in his own power. That means that when a person accomplishes a lot, when a person is in a position where other people are coming to them, are looking towards them, if they're in a position of leadership, he needs to know that it's all outer trappings. For every other person in Klal Yisrael, it's enough to write one Sefer Torah. But a king needs to write too. The more accomplished a person is, the more power a person has, the more other people believe in the power, the more danger there is for him to fall into the trap of koichi v'aitzim yadi. Everyone thinks that I'm a somebody, and therefore I may actually be a somebody. And then that person forgets that the only reason you are a somebody is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for you, has a tafkut for you, has a job for you, has a role for you. And he gave you all of that so that you can be that somebody to fulfill his role. Don't forget the end of the story. It's to fulfill that role. And therefore, someone who does have a lot of power doesn't need to write two Sifrei Torah. But symbolically, he has to have two Sifrei Torah that come in with him and come out with him to make sure that he has constant reminders that whatever it is, it's not because of what he did, and it's not because of his accomplishments, it's not because he's smart, and it's not because he's wealthy, and it's not because he's powerful, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him the divine assistance to be the person that he is, so that he has the ability to fill the role that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for him.